Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about issues that are important to those of us who participate in hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. And we kind of let the callers dictate where we go with our show today. However, I do have information that I can share with you about the Wildlife Management Sustainability Act. That has not been entered into the schedule of the General Assembly. This is a proposal, and the proposal does a number of things. Some of you may have heard that there will be a bill introduced to raise the cost of hunting licenses. I've even shared it here. It came out last year. The department shared its need for funding, and the details are in my hot little hands, even though the bill has not been introduced. I have seen the bill. I have the one-pager fact sheet about the bill, and then I have another fact sheet and sheets about frequently asked questions about why the money is needed, where the money goes, and what would happen if the money does not come in. So if you'd like to talk about that, I'm more than willing to talk about that. I may wait till the next hour, but you can bring it up if you like. I do not want to get into this tremendous overflow of anti-gun hysteria and anti-gun legislation. Maryland has no constitutional right to keep and bear arms other than the Bill of Rights in the Constitution of the United States. Maryland does not have that built into its own constitution. I do know, having spoken with representatives from Maryland Shall Issue and others, that there are only three firearms bills introduced today. However, on the front page of last Thursday's Sun, big above the fold, front page, big picture of our governor, headline, O'Malley to go for guns or something like that. And we know that there are things coming. One of the things that is coming on next week, I believe Monday, will be a list of firearms for consideration. Yes, the evil firearms. And some on the list will surprise you because you may own some of these firearms. And I am not talking about AR-style firearms. I am not talking about alleged, quote, assault weapons. I'm talking about sporting firearms that you may use for a variety of purposes, including hunting. So we will have a representative from Maryland Shall Issue on with us next week. And he will be telling us about the firearms laws that are have been entered into the General Assembly. So, having said that, the show is wide open to anything that you would like to talk about. If you'd like to touch on guns, if you'd like to touch on the hunting license issue, we'll be more than glad to do that. But right now, I'd like to find out if anybody's out there on the road, headed out to the goose pit or the duck blind, and find out what you've been seeing and what you've been hearing out there. We've got mixed reports from all over the state. We've got guys that have got geese. We've got 20,000 snow geese on the upper shore. We've got guys that don't have ducks, that had ducks, that didn't have ducks, that have ducks now, and then they didn't have them, and like that, on their properties. So, waterfowl, what's going on? We got 2 weeks in the duck season yet, till January 26th, 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks in the migratory season till January 30th, and then we've got till March 6th on the resident late Canada goose season. So the phone number here is 410-922-6680. I'd like to hear from you on your deer season. I'd like to hear from you in the waterfowl season. I'd like to know if you're going out and hunting small game. I would. Now, here was my week. Last Sunday, I attended the, what did we do Saturday? Oh, Saturday we sat in the deer blind after the show, Watched some deer, saw three deer come in at the end of the day. One was a small buck, one was a button buck, and one was a doe that didn't give us a shot. So that was our day. Sunday, meeting with the Western Maryland Coalition of Sportsmen's Clubs, which includes, of course, Frederick, Carroll, Washington, Garrett, and Allegheny. At that meeting, the club said that they were open to discussion. There were representatives there, the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation. There were representatives there of these organizations. There were representatives there from wildlife. And it was a candid discussion. Some of it was reasonable. Some of it was not. And, the foundation asked for support for the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act of 2013. They said they were open-minded. However, in the Cumberland paper that same day, representatives from the Garrett and Allegheny County groups had already spoken with a reporter and said they were against it, even before they heard the conversation at the meeting. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So let's talk to Randy in Baltimore. Wants to talk about waterfowl. So do I. Randy, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, headed down the shore right now, going down to Kent County.
Okay.
Do a little goose hunting.
Yep.
It's been touch and go. Some days we limit, some days we sit. But I want to interject something that you haven't touched on is, being that the limit is what it is, you can some days limit out in a matter of an hour. And with that being said, for $15.50, you can shoot right on over to Delaware. They've got about 100 state-owned and stocked regulated ponds, impoundments, whatnot. We were down there yesterday, and, if you got some ultralight rods, we filled the box up with yellow perch and crappies and, some phenomenal pond and lake fishing over there right now.
Back up just a little bit there, Randy. You were talking about waterfowl.
Yes.
And then you said for $15.50 you could shoot over to Delaware.
Non-resident license. So they haven't went up in about 25 years.
You're talking about a fishing license?
Non-resident fishing license.
All right, because you were confusing me there with the waterfowl thing. I thought you were going to tell me that for $15.50 you could over to Delaware and go waterfowl hunting. And I know
I apologize.
That's all right. I'm trying to clear it up in my own head. I'm trying to follow you.
Right.
Yeah, but I agree with you. There were some great fishing over there. Now, have you been perch fishing in Maryland yet?
I have not. I kind of limit myself to just a few places. There's some upper ends on the Chop Tank, which is pretty much a gimme. That's kind of my favorite haunts, put in at Martinet and find the holes.
Yeah.
A lot of bass mixed in, when the perch start running. You got to watch out for that. But
now, have you heard anything on the perch yet?
Nothing. I've got some friends that do fish the Maryland upper rivers.
Mm-hmm. Like Red Bridges in those areas?
They're in the mouths of the rivers.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine who does some rod and reel commercial fishing.
Right.
And there's, some rockfish mixed in at the mouth of the rivers with
right.
the perch. But,
right.
Like I say, if the waterfowl hunters on the eastern shore, a lot of times your day's over early.
So, Matt, why not make the best of it, right?
Yeah, you can go to Kmart, get a $15.50 license with some minnows and a couple shad darts and... Man, you can load up. It doesn't take long because there's so many impoundments over there.
Yeah.
Even on a Saturday or a Sunday in the springtime, you may see two or three boats on a lake, So it's plenty of water and not a lot of fishermen. So,
right.
With that, I'll leave you go and I'll listen.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Randy. There's only one thing I would say there. Support your independent dealer over there rather than the big chains. That's all.
Oh, absolutely. The problem is I can't find any small dealers over in Delaware
I know.
That's the problem. I mean,
dying breed.
My minis right on the other side of the Bay Bridge there.
Right.
I mean, and all my bait and
if you, right on the other side of the Bay Bridge, if you're talking about If you're talking about Chesapeake Outdoors, at one point they were able to issue Delaware license.
Yes. At one time they stopped carrying them.
Oh, did they?
I don't know if they still do or not.
Yeah.
Again, like I say, the price of the non-resident fishing license at $15.50 is, you know.
Yep.
I've been there for 1983. It was $15.50.
Yep.
2012. It was still $15.50. So.
Gotcha.
You can't beat it. You know, it's and that's the whole deal.
Gotcha. All right, Randy. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Isn't it amazing, Brian, when you're giving something away, how people call? But when you just have a regular radio show and there are issues out there that affect all of us and there are, you know, there are all these opportunities that we have, crickets. That's why, you know, that's why I couch things the way I couched them today. Let the callers decide where the show goes. And if there's no callers on the line, I've got to talk about something. So what do I talk about? Hey, Brian, think the rain will hurt the rhubarb? Do I know? I could talk about one of my fine sponsors. I did attend the actually, we have a booth set up at the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Razor Dobbs is there today and tomorrow. Razor, if you've seen him on television, he's an interesting dude. He's a frenetic, high-energy type of guy. Good bow hunter, a little different kind of show. He's on NBC Sports. That's Channel 2 on cable in Baltimore County. I don't know what it is elsewhere. But this Outdoor Sportsman Expo, a lot of fish and tackle. There's some Bobby from Linex is there. He's got a truck sprayed with Linex, and he's got the whole display laid out there if you'd like to see that. Other sponsors with custom rifles and several African outfitters there. A lot of guides and outfitters for the Chesapeake Bay and the Potomac. And it's an interesting little show. The Showplace Arena, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, today and tomorrow. It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, 9 to 3 tomorrow. And you can head right down there. It's right off of... The way I go is go down 301, you know, go down 97, pick up 3, turns to 301 down through, what is that, Crofton, I guess, down that way. And you just stay on 301 until you hit Route 4. Take Route 4 north, and the Showplace Arena is the first exit there. So, you know, you can win an African safari. There's a booth you can sign up for that. And you just enjoy yourself. You don't have anything else to do this weekend? Check it out at the Outdoor Sportsman Expo. You can Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. You can go to OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com for all the details. And maybe we'll see you down there. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Hey, Real Tree Zone, the Bone Collector, Michael Waddell will be at the NRA show in Frederick coming up at the end of the month.
This is less consoling. Should heads of labor unions be paid $500,000 salaries? Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up.
All right, let's talk to Melody. Good morning, Melody. How you been? Hello, Melody. Melody. What happened to Melody? Well, call back, Melody. I think Melody needs a new place to live. I think she needs a new tent. If you have a canvas tent sitting around in your garage that you're not using, that would be great. Like an outfitter's tent or something like that. That would be great. I know that Melody would could use the help. You can call us here and tell us if you have a spare tent. And yeah, Melody lives in a tent. Correct. Yeah. If you've listened to the show any length of time, you know that to be a fact. And I know what I you know, I knew this, and I did it anyway. How many of you know that if you take a banana on your charter boat on a fishing trip, it's bad luck? I brought a banana in here this morning, ate it while I was on the air. I'm sorry, Brian. He has his head in his hands. It just, it's bad luck. You know, you don't catch any fish, I don't catch any callers. But that's all right. There's Melody. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. What's up?
I'm trying to get a tent.
Yeah, you called me the other day. I haven't been able to find one yet. I've been looking. But we will put that out to our listeners who may or may not be able to help you out. If they have a, you're looking for a pretty good-sized canvas tent.
Yes, I am, actually. And the fellow that sold me a tent with poles that don't match.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of desperate, so I'm hoping somebody can help me out today.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll leave your number with Brian, and he will take some calls, and then we will give you the phone number of the caller. We'll call you if we get any calls on that.
All right. Let me give you this phone number.
No, not on the air, Melody.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
I don't want to give your phone number out on the air.
Okay,
but
thank you so much.
No problem. But what we will do is we'll entertain callers off the air to help Melody with the tent. And this is your this is your domicile. This is not some camping deal. This is where you live.
Yes, it is. Year round.
Yeah. So we need a pretty decent tent. So
yes, I certainly do. I need something safe.
Yeah. Sure. Of course. All right. Very good. Well. Brian's going to pick a call up, and we'll go from there. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year, Melody.
Same to you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's see. Oh, boy. Charles. Charles?
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
You never cease to amaze me with your stories.
Well, this story is some of the things you eat when you travel the world. and be prepared to eat anything. For instance, I was a guest of honor at a Moroccan party where I was fed the eyeball of a cow, and that was hard to eat. And a few other things.
Hard to eat something when it's looking at you, isn't it?
Oh, boy. And you eat insects all over Africa, and particularly ants. If you like ants, they're very tasty. They even put chocolate on them.
Charles, I got to tell you a story at this point. There used to be a fellow that would, Wally Tabor was his name. Wally Tabor was a world traveler, a hunter. He wore a safari hat, and they would do things. They would take trips to Africa, and they would do the culture. They were the early videographers of the hunting world. You know, Frank, Wally Tabor, and Fred Bear, and those guys, and Gadabout Gaddis. Well, Wally would create a movie out of his videos from around the world and sell it in theaters. And sportsmen's groups would, you know, rent the movie from Wally Tabor, and they'd sell tickets as a fundraiser type of thing. So the sportsmen would go to the movies, you know, the regular movie theater on a, you know, Tuesday night when nothing else is going on, and they'd show these Wally Tabor movies. Well, we were sitting in a theater one night, and this was my ex-wife and her father, my father-in-law, who was a great hunter. And one of these video or one of these movies came on, and it showed the and I don't know what part of Africa it showed the indigenous tribe there going out and knocking rotten bark off of trees, and underneath that bark were these big giant white grub worms, and they would take a piece of bark and heat it up and cook them on a piece of bark, and eat them. Well, my father-in-law was squirming in his seat the whole time. And when that fella said, when that fella picked up the wiggling grub worm, and the announcer said, "And this fella just can't wait till it's cooked," and he popped a live grub worm in his mouth, I thought my father-in-law was going to lose it. It's pretty funny. But I guess that's what you do when you're hungry.
Well, you go for all these exotic, eclectic, esoteric foods.
Exotic, eclectic, esoteric. A lot of E words there.
And, for instance, in Hong Kong, a friend of mine, he traveled to Hong Kong just to eat a monkey brain. And to me, that is like eating a piece of mush. And I told you once a long time ago, whale meat was one of my favorite meats, and I ate it up in Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. And it first tastes like a piece of fresh young calf beef, and then it turns into prime rib. I found it very, very enjoyable. But when you travel the world, be careful of your stomach that you don't eat any of these things that might upset you.
Really? You've already upset me on a couple of occasions. The cow eyeball kind of got my attention, you know.
Have a wonderful year.
Charles, let me tell you what I have in the crock pot. I went rabbit hunting on Thursday with Dale from Easton, or used to be Dale from Denton, and a couple of friends. And we had a good day. We were only out for a couple hours. We only jumped three rabbits. We had five beagles, and each of us wound up getting one. The three shooters. And guess who wound up with the rabbits at the end of the day?
You.
Correct. So, of course, all the effort goes into skinning them and cutting them up and, you know, cleaning them and that type of thing. But last night after I got home from the show, I took some cut-up rabbit that I had in soaking in a little bit of salt water in the refrigerator, and I took out all the non-prime cuts, the front legs, the top of the back. I did throw a couple hind legs in there, put them in the crock pot with some stock and seasoning mix, and let them cook all night slow in the crock pot. My goal is to get all the bones out, get the meat off the bones, and make a rabbit stew. But you want to talk about something smelling really, really good when you wake up in the morning. Woke up for the show, and that stew aroma was all through the house. Oh, my goodness, I am looking forward to rabbit stew tomorrow night.
Well, the Orientals, like the Chinese, their favorite part of the fish. and I can't eat it. I just didn't like it. It was the brain and the eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad talked about that. My dad was in occupied Japan, and he was in charge of helping destroy the Japanese military. And he was treated like a king. But he talked about the rice and the eyeballs and that type of thing, and he wasn't thrilled with them either. So,
well, I hope I've stirred the appetite of your listeners.
Oh, yeah, you stirred something, that's for sure.
Take care.
Thank you, Charles. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How do you top that? You don't. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The table is set for all of you with all the information in the news. Are you going to have some lunch, Brian? I think I'll drink some coffee. Ah. That's right. It's right. All right. According to NRAILA, that is the Institute for Legislative Action, News and Issues from the National Rifle Association, new Congress has begun, so is the fight for our right to keep and bear arms based on bills introduced on the first day of the 113th Congress. Now, remember, I told you last week that we got a laundry list of them, and they weren't even registered on Thomas, but they have hit. The introduction of Senate bills won't start till January 22nd, but press reports indicate some of the targets of anti-gun representatives in the U.S. House are the following. House Resolution 138 would ban transfer possession of standard capacity magazines targeting those that hold more than 10 rounds. I guess it's up to our government to decide that. And these were introduced by anti-gun Democrat Carolyn McCarthy from New York. She introduced four bills, H.R. 138. So she's the go-to girl for the anti-gunners in New York. That would ban transfer or possession of standard capacity magazines targeting those that hold more than 10 rounds. So I guess our government can decide that you only need 10 rounds in a magazine, whether that's for self-defense or competition, shooting sports, whatever it might be. You know, now we're legislating need. H.R. 141 would impose federal regulations of gun shows. This legislation would require background checks on all gun sales at gun shows and impose additional federal regulations on these traditional local events. Do you understand what the gun show loophole is? The gun show loophole is nothing more than this. I have a 270 Winchester, and I'd like to sell it. And I see a gun at a gun show that I would like to purchase, perhaps a 308. So I take my firearm, my 270 Winchester, to the gun show. Obviously, there are other gun buyers there. I put a little sign on the gun that says for sale, and I carry it with me. And if someone says, that's a nice gun, I'd like to buy it, I say the price is $450. The person hands me $450, and I hand him my gun. It is a private sale to a private individual. Even though it took place at a gun show, perfectly legal to do. Perfectly legal. I take my $450. I add $100 or so to it. I walk to the dealer. I said, I'd like to buy that 308. Here's cash. And then I go through the background check through the dealer. The NICS check, the National Instant Check System, the 4473. That's the gun show loophole that everybody talks about. The sale of private firearms between private individuals of non-regulated firearms. All right? Now, in Maryland, I can't sell a pistol, can't sell a handgun, but I can sell a shotgun or a rifle to any private individual. Okay? That's closing the gun show loophole. Anti-gun Democrat Carolyn McCarthy also introduced H.R. 142. That would ban internet or mail order ammunition purchases, require federal licenses for all ammunition sellers, and a mandate reporting of bulk ammo purchases. The record keeping and license requirements included here will place serious burden on buyers and sellers and vastly increase the cost of ammunition, which is why the previous federal record keeping requirements were repealed in the 1980s. And what that simply means is, if I call whoever sells ammo, I don't know who the ammo sellers are online, if I call them or email them and say, send me a case of three inch number two waterfowl steel shot, that could be considered a bulk purchase. And that would be subject to record keeping as a bulk ammunition purchase. So this bill introduced in our federal House of Representatives would attempt to ban mail order or internet ammunition purchases. And McCarthy also introduced H.R. 137, which, according to the press report, would create a national database of people prohibited from buying a firearm. Since the National Instant Criminal Background Check, the NICS check, is already supposed to be such a database, the purpose of the legislation is currently unclear. So, and for those of you in Virginia, anti-gun Representative Jim Moran has reintroduced his legislation to ban all private firearm transfers. In the 113th Congress, it is now H.R. 21. This bill would make it illegal, for example, to give a firearm as a gift, even to a close family member, without involving a federally licensed dealer. So if Grandpa wants to turn over his old 700 Remington or 760 pump action to his grandson, well, guess what? You got to go to the dealer and make that transfer. Bobby Rush, Representative Bobby Rush, Democrat from Illinois, and Rush Holt, Democrat from New Jersey, each have introduced gun registration bills, H.R. 34, H.R. 117, respectively. Federal law has prohibited the establishment of a firearms owner's registration system for decades. These bills would override these longstanding protections of gun owners' privacy. It's coming, folks. Now, I got an email that was critical of me for exercising my political opinion on the air. Hey, I want to hear all the ducks are flying. I want to hear all that stuff, too. And that's why I open the show the way I do. The floor is wide open to you. If you want to hear about the hunting stuff, the fishing stuff, the gun stuff, that's fine. But if you're not calling, I got to say something. I can't be here for 2 hours and not say anything. I can't have a conversation with my producer. Oh, we can joke back and forth a little bit, but I can't have an extended one-sided conversation that you can't hear the other side of. That would be ridiculous radio. So, to fill the time between the phone calls, I have to have something to talk about. I've been very upfront and honest with you. Now I'll be very upfront and honest with me. I like to hear about wildlife. I like to hear about your hunting adventures. I like to hear about your fishing adventures. And if you don't have anything to say, just call up and have a conversation. That's all. Make it good radio. How does that sound? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Those of you, hundreds of you who called and wanted a free muzzleloader, well, it's the same show. And here we are. Love to have a conversation with scores of you. So, Clyde Sports Shop. Overwhelmed with gun sales. But for shooters, they still have great Browning firearms. No, they sell, of course, handguns and home protection weapons and things like that. And you're welcome to check out Clyde Sports Shop for those types of things. It's been busy, I will tell you this. But let me tell you about some of the Browning firearms that they have. Now, they have the Satori Sporting Clay Shotgun. This is an over and under gun. It is, what that means is one barrel on top of the other. Single trigger, five Invector DS choke tubes come with that, so you have a variety of choices for the shot pattern that you would like to shoot. This is for sporting clays or for skeet or trap or whatever it might be. The barrel is ported, cut down on recoil. It has a triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones, and those of you who shoot know what that means, and the field model of the Citori, that's C-I-T-O-R-I, is also available for upland shooting. If you like to shoot waterfowl, ducks, geese, that's fine. If you like to go after things like quail and pheasant, rough grouse, woodcock, all of that, this is a great gun for that. And it is the 725 Satori. Now for waterfowlers, if you'd like to have an autoloader shotgun, this is the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. It comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It has a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil, and it's available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo 12-gauge. The BPS Hunter. We talk about pump shotguns. This one's good for the small game, waterfowl, if you like. Good for home protection. It's the best pump shotgun available. 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410. Satin, those are the gauges that it's available in. Satin finish walnut stock. It has bottom ejection. In other words, the spent shells, once you shoot them, come out the bottom of the gun, not out the side. 3 Invector Plus choke tubes with the 12s and 20s, and 3 standard Invector choke tubes with 16, 28, and 410. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review. Every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Steve in Baltimore and Donald in Eldersburg. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
I just noticed that this past deer season, the deer I've seen, the count's just been lower than this past year's.
Just noticed that?
Well, I didn't just notice that. I mean, I only shot like one doe early muzzleloader season.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about the lack of sighting of deer in all the seasons, actually.
Yeah,
and it depends on where you go. But Go ahead.
We just got back from Patapsco, the managed deer hunt. Now there was less than 20 deer killed.
Patapsco. Which managed deer hunt on Patapsco? What are you talking? Which one?
It was just on January 9th.
I understand. I thought that was Soldier's Delight.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's part of the Patapsco system. Yeah. Less than 20 deer killed out there?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I understand that that's a pretty low number. I think they killed 110 the first year they did that. So, you know. But the answer to your question is nobody seems to know. I talked to the butcher shops all over the state, and these are the guys that have a handle on it. Some are up a little bit. Most are down, and some significantly down. And when you talk to these guys, you say to them, what are your hunters saying? And they're saying that a lot of guys have, as we talked about last week, a lot of guys have found dead deer on their properties as a result of epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Now, Department of Natural Resources says it's because the mast crops were so heavy that the deer don't have to travel to the agricultural fields, and the guys that are set up on the edge of fields aren't seeing the deer because the deer are staying in the woods. There's more to it than that. We had a terrible moon during the firearm season. The deer like to be a little bit more nocturnal once the shooting starts. But the answer to the question is nobody really seems to have a good handle on it. I think there's a lot of factors involved. I think the weather had a lot to do with it. I mean, south wind, the south wind that blew all deer season is no good for hunting. You know, we had horrible weather as far as warmth and bad wind and that type of thing. So, I mean, if you got your deer stand set up for northwest wind and the wind's blowing south all day, you know, you're blowing your scent right to the deer. So that some of the traditional permanent stands aren't working. You got to be a little more mobile.
Now, do you think next year's deer season is going to be like enormous amount of?
I don't know.
You're going to see, or
I don't. I really don't know, Steve. I really don't know. I know they've liberalized crop damage permits. I know we've had a tremendous outbreak of this EHD around the state, far more than I think people realize. I think the weather was bad. I think the mast crop was good, the acorns and so forth. But there, all these factors added up to a reduction in the harvest of at least 13%, and who knows if it's not more.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a common complaint. I don't care if you go to southern Maryland, upper eastern shore, lower eastern shore, central Maryland, western Maryland. I mean, you all heard the guys in western Maryland. Why don't we have any deer? Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe you've hammered them to death for the last 20 years. I don't know. So, I don't know the answer, Steve. I wish I did. But now there seem to be plenty of deer out there now. I saw 40 in a field the other day in Frederick County. So
they know deer gun season's over.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have a little calendar back there in the woods. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. See ya. Donald in Eldersburg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing today? You're dead on with the full moon also, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That moon killed everybody, I think.
Doesn't help us. Doesn't help us on goose hunting. Doesn't help us on deer hunting.
That's right. Well, I'm heading out right now to go do a little goose hunting up in Frederick here.
Well, good. There's plenty of them up there. I was up there. Day did I go up there? There's a pile of them.
Well, we're on and off here. You know, we're hunting this little pond that's down by in the holler or Seuss Ponds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. It's fun.
Yeah, as long as you're having fun out there, that's the main thing.
That's right. I like it when, as soon as deer season's over, a lot of people put all their guns away. Not me. That's when I get out the most.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love that waterfowl, late waterfowl season. That's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Small game. You know, I did the rabbit hunt the other day with a few fellas, and got the rabbit stew cooking in the crock pot right now, so we're all good.
Very good, very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
A little rabbit hunting up in PA. I absolutely love it.
Have
a good day. Kill a couple for me, would you?
You kill a couple for me. Get some of that good goose breast going on.
You got it.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. Is it time to tell you that no animals were killed during the production of this radio show, except the ones we killed last week? I don't know. Is that how that makes sense? Who knows? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Time for me to tell you about the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Show. Today and tomorrow, it's at the Showplace Arena. That's a really nice place, by the way, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. January 12th and 13th, that's today and tomorrow. It opens at 8 a.m. today, 8 to 6 and 9 to 3 tomorrow. You can get all the details online if you'd like to see what's going on down there, theoutdoorsportsmanexpo.com, outdoorsportsmanexpo.com. A lot of things to see and do. There's plenty of fishing tackle. There's African guides. There's custom guns. There's crab, cream of crab soup. There's, you know, just all kinds of stuff. Plenty of charter boats. They've got a snakehead guy that, specializes in snakeheads. I talked to him. They've got the heated apparel, a trailer full of heated clothing, battery-operated heated clothing, which is pretty good stuff. I had I put a electric sock on my hand and turned it on. It was pretty good, pretty good. Not the old battery-operated socks. This is new technology. You can win an African safari, and you can even meet the special guest there today. Today and tomorrow is Razor Dobbs of Razor Dobbs Alive, NBC Sports. If you want to Google Razor Dobbs, you can do that and see who, what he's all about. So why not join me down there? I'll be there today and tomorrow at the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. That's at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's three big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Hey, we'll be there with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Talk to all of our listeners if you happen to show up at the NRA show. And the special guest this year is the bone collector, Michael Waddell. Yeah, it'd be nice to see Michael again. I spent some time with Michael and his son. I think his name is Mason, at the ATA show a couple years ago, and had a good time with Michael. And I got to go backstage before a concert and, you know, drank a beer with Michael, and it was a good time. So let's talk to David and Laurel. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So did you know there's no goose breast in Europe?
No.
Yeah. They don't exist over there.
What, Canada geese or any kind of geese?
There's no goose breast at all anywhere in Europe. I went into a store, and I knew they sold goose. And I asked for breasts, and the woman looked at me like I had another head. And we went around about three times, and she started laughing because I had barely enough language to be able to be understood. And she started pounding on her chest.
That's not good.
And she said, "These are breasts. Geese have chests."
Oh, they have chests.
Yeah, in Europe, they're not called breasts.
They're called
chests.
Goose chests. Okay, well, they're good to eat anyway.
I know they're delicious. Laughing at this huge woman, you know, and she's just laughing at me like crazy because I'm asking for goose breasts. These are breasts.
That's funny.
Other thing is, when years and years ago, I was a young man. I was working in a Boy Scout camp,
mm-hmm.
and the property neighbored on a Indian reservation.
Okay,
and I got to know some of the Indians really well, and we were having a lot of problems with
Native Americans. David, we have to be totally politically correct here.
Pardon me.
That's all right. So you got to know some Indians.
So I'll tell you, I'm not politically correct. I guess you already.
No kidding.
So anyway, I got to know some of them fairly well, and we were having problems with our dump because we had crows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how crows are. You go out, you shoot a shotgun one time, they're all gone.
Oh yeah.
But I went over and I was talking to them one evening on a weekend because the scouts are all going home on a weekend. And I was talking to the Native Americans, and they said they'd take care of the problem for me. Have you ever seen somebody kill crows with a bow and arrow?
No, but that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, my golly. They just, because the crows don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fly off. A couple of them may, you know, move 10 feet.
Yeah.
But they let me watch. And they must have taken 100 crows in like 30 minutes.
Wow. Well, so they must have had semi-automatic assault bow and arrows.
No, there were about 10 of them.
Oh.
And they all had homemade bows.
Oh, I see.
They all made their own bows. But I have never seen anything like that in my life.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Shooting fowl with a bow.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Well, I've heard of guys, I know some guys that do a regular release pheasant hunt with bow and arrow. And, you know, they do that, the pheasants go up. And, of course, the way to shoot a pheasant is wait till it gets to the top of the rise, and then it kind of gets ready to change direction, and it has that little hesitation right there.
Pause, yeah.
You know, and they take them with bow and arrow. I've heard of guys attempting to take Canada geese with them. What's his name on television? Tred Barda. I know he's tried to take sandhill cranes and that type of thing. So it's bow and arrow is a very interesting choice of firearms for crows, though, or choice of artillery for crows.
Choice of weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so amazing to watch because they were doing like it with nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, when you're good at something, you're good.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing about being really good at something and getting to watch them do it.
Gotcha. David, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think next hour we'll probably talk about this the Wildlife Management and Sustainability Act. Has a lot of elements in it. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Sean Mann. Now, Sean's friend, and Sean is also famous. He's a world goose calling champion and champion of champions, and he's established his reputation as a waterfowler. As a matter of fact, I think it was Ducks Unlimited or one of them, saw an article that he wrote in there the other day. But you can join the long call revolution by taking a look at SeanMann.com, www.SeanMann.com, SeanMann, and check out all the goose calls. You know, the Eastern Shoreman has its own reputation. And Sean's calls have won more world championships than any other calls combined. So follow the lead of thousands of other successful goose hunters and consider an Eastern Shoreman goose call from Sean Mann Outdoors. You can call the office toll-free, 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. Visit the website, see all the calls at www.seanmann.com.